What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Mr. Beast Fancast, episode 8. I did not think that we'd be doing this. No way, it's 9. Oh my gosh. it's 9. Okay, I'm not even going to edit this out. Okay. What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Mr. Beast Fancast, episode 9. We are the Fancasters, Asher.
And Noah.
And we have a great show for you guys today. So we're going to be going back and talking about some Mr. Beast news. We have some news, some Apple Podcast reviews, and then the 6 Mr. Beast videos that we missed, or like that we didn't review. So yeah, let's get right into it. So the Mr. Beast news for this week, or for this month, I guess, was that Mr. Beast hit 40 million subscribers on YouTube. So hey, claps to him. It's pretty good. He might be the next PewDiePie. I've watched the videos. He's on the path to being a billionaire, and I don't know. He might be the biggest YouTuber ever. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was. But he's probably gonna pass Dude Perfect in 2020.
He might even
pass. He's 41 million right now. And Dude Perfect's at like 53, or almost 53 million.
I don't know, but you know,
he's coming in hot.
But I think, you know, I would say maybe by 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be soon in the next year.
Within the next year.
So yeah,
Dude Perfect is at 52.8 million.
Yeah, so they're almost at 53. I mean, and 2020 has been a good year for subscribers for them, but Mr. Beast is just blowing up. He hit 40 million subscribers only a few, like, I feel like it was only a few weeks ago, and now he's gained another 1 million, so that's pretty good.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, 2 weeks and 1 million subscribers, so that's great. So when he hit 40 million, he got merch, and he had a YouTube live stream, and he was signing it when people would buy it. Think he said that he wanted it because he needed money for something, and we'll talk about the fact. I think he needed it for a video that we're going to be reviewing later. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I did not get any. I was going to, but I just decided not to. I mean, it would have been really cool to have, you know, Mr. Beast signed merch. You know, that would be really cool.
Wasn't it like purple?
It was like black with like purplish pink, like 40 million.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So then the next news and the last one is that Mr. Beast made a competition where the first person to solve the world's hardest riddle won $100,000. So I don't know if there's a winner. He just one day he made a video with all these clues, I guess, for a riddle, and he said that it would take hours and maybe days of just searching on the internet, and just like trying to find who. Or, like, trying to find the riddle, or the clue or whatever. So I don't know if anybody found it or whatever. That's pretty cool. I didn't try because I know I don't have, like, days to work on that. But I'm sure maybe there is probably a good amount of people who worked on it. And so last episode, we talked about the finger on the app thing. That went on for a few days, I think. So fans were really dedicated. I think there was a 4-way tie for the winner, or for the winnings or whatever. So they just split the money up. That was really, really cool. The last episode that we put out was like a news. It's like why we didn't, why we aren't making episodes anymore. We talked about the PewDiePie Fancast, and now that's out, like, it's up now. So
officially out.
Yeah, it's officially out. The third episode is coming tomorrow. So yeah, it's great. So go check it out using the link in the description and follow the Instagram for it. So link in the description. It's pretty good. We haven't recorded the third episode yet, but the first two episodes are pretty good. So yeah, if you like PewDiePie, go check it out. And if you don't, then go check out PewDiePie, become a fan, and then listen to the Fancast. So yeah, and then in that, the Why We Aren't Making Episodes episode, we also talked about the Fancasters, like the company behind all four podcasts that we have. And that's now up. So the website, I think we talked about it. It's now up. Go click the link in the description. It's pretty good. Like, I think, you know, one of the my favorite things that I ever made in the year of doing like podcasts and stuff. And then the Instagram for it is now up too. So go check out the website. We have stuff about every podcast on it that we have, and then stuff about us and what we want to make the Fancasters like to be. It's like a mission statement we have on there, stuff like that. So yeah, and then our Instagram page for that is up too. So on it, if you follow us on Instagram through that, you will be, we'll post every time a new episode from the four podcasts comes out. So yeah, so if like High Five Studios Fancast comes out, we'll post the thumbnail, you'll get to see, and you will get to listen to it or check it out. So yeah, it's pretty great. So now for the last thing, let's go and do some Apple Podcast reviews. And then we'll get to the video reviews. So the first Apple Podcast review that we have is a 5-star review from Nottage 79. So this was, hi, please can you do a Q&A? And please can I be in it? Because I really want to be one of your, in one of your podcasts. Love you guys, with thumbs up emojis. So I think, yeah, on the 1-year anniversary of the Dude Perfect Fancast, so that episode, link in the description if you don't know about the Dude Perfect Fancast, that's how we got started. But in that episode, we did a short Q&A. You guys sent in fan, or some of you, probably, you know, on Instagram, if you follow the Dude Perfect Fancast, we did like a story. We asked you for some questions. And yeah, so we did a short Q&A, but it would be really cool to have a like an actual Q&A. And with maybe
you guys, what,
maybe in the future we could do a Q&A that has like that, like a Q&A that would be about all four podcasts. That would be really cool.
Yeah, maybe a live stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. And we're definitely going to do that soon.
Yeah,
I feel like
do live streams with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like so school is going to be coming soon. We're going to be taking a break from uploading from almost all podcasts. Just the High Five Studios Fancast is going to be up. But we're going to be taking a break. Once we get back, we might do something like that. So yeah,
yeah, maybe it could be Instagram. It probably will be on mm-hmm. one of the Instagrams.
So yeah, it will probably be in one of the Instagrams. So go follow us on all the Instagram accounts, so all 5. So PewDiePie, Mr. Beast, Dude Perfect, Hi-Fi Studios, Fancasts, and then the Fancasters. If you follow all of those, then you'll definitely get to be on a Q&A, or like one of your questions will be. So yeah, and then Noah, what's the next one?
The next one is from Michael the Boy.
Yeah.
The title is, I haven't watched it yet. Ha.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, maybe Michael is thinking, he's saying that he hasn't watched the video. Because we
and
say,
then he watched it and he laughed.
Yeah. Or he's just saying, I haven't watched the video yet. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Or something like that, you know.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
But yeah, Michael the Boy, this was back in, like, I think June or July.
July.
It was a recent one, or more recent.
A little bit less than a month ago.
Yeah, so hope you've watched the something yet. Hope you watched the video. So, yeah, go watch it, and then whatever thing that we were reviewing that week, go go listen to it. So yeah. So now on to our reviews. So the first video that we're going to be reviewing is I bought the world's largest firework. So it, like abbreviations, $600,000. So Mr. Beast and the crew bought $6,000 worth of fireworks, which is amazing. It's crazy. So they had a big firework show leading up to the world record breaking huge firework explosion. So he set off all these fireworks at once. Like, I think, and he holds the record now for most fireworks blown up or put up or shot up at one time.
This is just crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy video. He had drones that could spell stuff. It was a really, really good video. I think it was for 4th of July, you know, fireworks, yeah. Stuff like that. I feel like it was a really, really good video. Noah, what did you think of it?
I really liked it. I saw it literally on 4th of July when it came out.
Nice.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or did it come out the day before?
I feel like it came out like 2 or 3 days
before. I remember watching it. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I think my favorite part was the drones.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think that's super cool. Just having drones fall. Really liked it. I'd probably rate it a 8.5 out of 10.
Nice. I think I really, really liked it. I didn't really get to see the fireworks this year because, like, I didn't really want to stay up that late, or I didn't want to actually go outside. That's pretty much, I stayed up like till 12, but I didn't want to go outside. So I watched that instead. And yeah, I think it's just as good.
Yeah. 4th of July for me, you know, my brother brought some fireworks over.
Nice.
Pa-pa.
Probably not as big as Mr. Beast.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah.
What he brought was like tiny little things compared to those.
Yeah. I probably have to rate this video a 9 out of 10. Nice. I really, really liked it.
That's nice, yeah.
Okay, what's the next
video? Next one is, I adopted every dog in a dog shelter. So basically, Mr. Beast and the crew basically went to a dog shelter and basically made a bunch of flyers, commercials, billboards, basically promoting the local dog shelter, having people come in. A few days went by and they did it. They got, 14 dogs out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Close to that.
And then Mr. Beast and his girlfriend took a dog home, Pinky, right?
Yeah,
Pinky. And one of the dogs was named Noah.
Yeah, it was.
Somebody adopted me. I'm basically famous. If you guys didn't know, I was that dog, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, hey, yeah. I guess Q&A with the famous dog that was in this video. So, how do you like Mr. Beast? You know, how did he treat you?
You know, he was a great guy. He didn't give me any money, though. You know, kind of wish he did.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard in that dog costume. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so, I think.
I think this is one of my favorite ones that he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, the dogs were just so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Asher, what would you rate this video?
I don't like dogs as much as some. Like, I don't have dogs. I'm not that much of a dog person. But I still like, I love this video. Definitely brought you back to, like, when he promoted PewDiePie. Like, and got all those ads and billboards and stuff. That one probably is one of my favorite Mr. Beast videos ever. Just because it's so cool. Like, I love PewDiePie, stuff like that. Definitely it was really, really fun. Actually, he took a break from uploading in between the fireworks and then this one.
Yeah.
So I was really happy that there was a new Mr. Beast video out. I would have to rate this video probably a 8.5 out of 10.
I don't know if I told you guys this yet, but I do have a dog. His name is Titan, and he is a Great Dane.
Nice. Yeah.
Which he super cute. I just want you guys to let you know, that's why I'm a big dog person.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's cute. Definitely not as cute as any of those dogs, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, cuter than those dogs.
Yeah.
But, you know, still cute dogs. I'd probably rate this a 9 out of 10.
Nice, nice. So then the next video is I ate the world's largest slice of pizza. This is probably my second favorite video out of the videos that we're reviewing. So Mr. Beast bought the world's largest slice of pizza. And then got Joey Chestnut. So Joey Chestnut he broke the world record for having the most world records of eating food the fastest. So he's eaten like ice cream, the fastest person to eat like a lot of ice cream, and like breakfast food, ramen, hot dogs. I'm pretty sure like burgers too, like crazy stuff. So we got him down there to compete in a eat off. Between him, so Joey, versus Mr. Beast, Chandler, Tyler, Carl, Jackson, and Dustin. So that's about, like, what? Mr. Beast, Chris, Chandler, Carl, Jackson, Dustin. So that's 6 people against Joey, and Joey won. He did it, he ate about 9 pounds of pizza. He ate it in only 32 minutes. So that's like crazy, like just over 30 minutes. And in it, like, it was crazy because like he was pretty thin, you know, he was, you know, his stomach was pretty flat starting it, but it definitely grew by the end of the 30 minutes. And he gained about 21 pounds. Of pizza and water, so...
I do have to say, like, the pizza looked good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, at the first part, it looked good. Then, while they were eating it, it was like...
When it was untouched, it looked really good.
But
definitely not when they were all eating on it.
It was
just a bunch of pizza sauce and cheese and everywhere, all over the place.
I think that's the one downside of this video, that I was hungry when I watched it the first time, and then I wasn't.
Yeah, like, you were hungry when you saw the pizza, but then when they were eating, you're like, I lost my appetite.
Yeah. So yeah, I really, really like this video. Noah, what do you think of it?
I liked it. Probably my least favorite.
Oh, wow.
Out of all of these. But, you know, Mr. Beast, great content.
Excuse me.
Oh, great content. I'd probably rate this an 8 out of 10.
Nice. I really, really like it. I definitely up there in the today's videos or reviews. I would have to give this a 9 or 9.5 out of 10. I really, really like it. They did a great job. Anything you want to say about Mr. Beast or anything?
No. Like, oh, about Mr. Beast in general?
Like, about the videos.
Oh, about the videos. You know, I think probably out of these three, it's really tough between the fireworks and the dogs. But I do have to say, between these three, I think this was like a whole month.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Maybe even more.
No, I think it was more. But, like, I think, like, you know, he took a while between the fireworks and the dogs, and he even took a while between the dogs and the fireworks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, weird to look back. I'm not, like, this is not directly about Mr. Beast, but, like, looking back on, like, the videos from a while ago, like, over a month ago.
Yeah.
It's just weird looking at those and, like, thinking of what you were doing then.
Yeah.
Now you're finally reviewing them. I just think it's like crazy how time flies. So kids, time flies when you're doing podcasts.
Yeah, it does. It really does. This summer flew past. Like, I feel like it's just the start. But yeah. So yeah, okay. So I think that's all We're going to a break, and then we'll be back.
Asher, did you rate it?
I rated it. Yeah, okay. A 9.5. But yeah, okay. So we're going to go on to a little break. Welcome back, guys, from that break. So now we're going to be reviewing the other three videos from Mr. Beast. So these three videos, so the last three videos was over a time period of about a month.
A week.
No, the three videos before was were about more than a month. A time period about over more than a month. These three were about a week. So last week, pretty much. They were over a series of a week. So Noah, let's review the first one.
So the first one, these are all part of the one whole video thing.
The three parts.
I spent $1 million on lottery tickets and won.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Beast has done this in the past.
Yeah.
With buying a bunch of lottery tickets and seeing how much he wins, how much he loses. But this is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he scratch off tickets and then he had 10 people help scratch them off. Well, not scratch them all off, but, scan it. Mm-hmm. He had, over the course of 3 days, and he announced that he's going to buy a private island with all the winnings.
Yeah.
And then he said in a few days he will be doing the whole private island video
mm-hmm.
about, going through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Asher, do you have anything to add to that?
The scratch-off tickets, there was, people, they hired a leprechaun, which I kind of want to do that. I know there probably isn't many leprechauns in Vermont because, nothing happens here, but I think it would be really funny to have, to hire a leprechaun, Maybe we haven't really talked about this on the podcast, but we are starting a YouTube channel. It's called Head to Head, if you haven't heard about it. It's kind of like if Dude Perfect met Mr. Beast, met I don't know, Team Edge, if you guys know about that.
It's not much Mr. Beast, really.
Well, it's kind of like the Perfect challenges. It's like his challenges.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to do Last to Leave or whatever, but other challenges.
Because there's only two of us.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think, we're going to be doing a YouTube channel. If it's going to be me versus Noah. And maybe one of us might, or both of us might want to hire leprechauns for each video. Just have a bit of luck to see, the challenges, because we're going to be it's pretty much a challenge YouTube channel or whatever. So, yeah, that's something that we might want to rent, a leprechaun. That would really help us out.
I am part Irish. So
me too, me too.
I have my own luck.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, my mom is a redhead, so
but I'm blonde.
Yeah,
there's actually more Irish people who are blonde than redhead.
No, what do you think of this video?
I liked it, mm-hmm. definitely not one of my favorites. Kind of not it wasn't super boring, but also mm-hmm. not super eventful. My gosh, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah.
I liked it. I would probably rate this a 2.5 out of 10.
Nice. Let's go on to, the next video. Oh, no, I didn't even rate it. Gosh. Okay.
You need to rate it, actually.
Yeah. It's my podcast. I think I really like this video. Just like Noah said, it's not that eventful, but it was really, really good video. I like the scratch off. Lottery stuff or whatever. I think this is its third or fourth video doing that.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I'm probably going to give this video a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the next one is I bought a private island. So basically Mr. Beast had bought a private island with the money he earned from scratch off tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked about doing the competition of the Last to Leave the Island.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the next video. So basically, he explored it. They went to some caves. And basically got ready for the Last to Leave. He had the 10 people. Mm-hmm. Well, not all 10. But he had, the people. They looked around the island. Slept there for a night.
Yeah.
classic overnight challenge, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically he had Chandler name the island and the island's name is Jeff.
Yeah, my name Jeff.
And I'm Jeff.
Yeah, so I thought this is really funny. Well, it's funny because, okay, so if you have not seen the next video, so the next video is last to leave $800,000 island keeps it. If you have not seen that video, it's a competition. It's really, really big. So if you haven't seen it, go and watch it before I tell you this. So we have 3 seconds or 3, 2, 1. Okay. So it's funny
We need to rate it.
No. I'm just talking about the same video. But yeah, so it's funny how Mr. Beast had Chandler name it, and then Chandler won the last to leave. So Chandler won or named his island. Which is really, really funny. I mean, like, he could have had Chris name it, and then Chris, like, you know, would have won the island, or, you know, like, and then Chandler named Chris's island or something. It's almost like, kind of like, maybe they pre-recorded that video before the, or like after the Last to Leave video, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We could see. But yeah. But I really, really like this video. I'm going to rate it a 9.5 out of 10. So yeah.
Right. I don't think I've read it. Yeah, I haven't read it. You know, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not as eventful as not as eventful, but still really interesting about seeing, like, the whole island.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish they used the island, like, more of the island for the Last to Leave video.
Yeah.
Because they really only, like, stayed in really one spot. They didn't do much, like, around the whole island.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like this one, and I'd probably rate it an 8.5 out of 10.
Nice. Okay, so then now on to the last video. So this is Last to Leave, $800,000 Island keeps it. So Mr. Beast got 10 people who helped in the scratch-off ticket video. So the 10 people that helped scratch off the tickets. So he got all of them. So he had them compete to see who would win this island for themselves. And it would be like, whoever won it, it's theirs forever. If the island had keys to it, Mr. Beast would hand the keys over to the person who won. Mr. Beast had 10 challenges and 10 people mapped out for them. So,
wait, actually, before that,
yes.
I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, this is going back to, like, did they pre-record the first one? They didn't, and the reason why they probably didn't was because I bought a private island one. In the Last Leave one, they had a dock.
Oh, yeah.
But in the I Bought a Private Island one, there was no dock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why. That's how we know that it wasn't pre-recorded.
Yeah. Nice. So the things, the challenges that Mr. Beast mapped out for the contestants was, the first one was last one to put a coconut in the hole, lost and had to leave the island. Jed lost, so he was the first one to lose or get voted off or kicked off. So then the second one was that they voted somebody off, so all 9 people wrote down someone on a piece of paper who they wanted to be voted off. So the person that they voted off was Darren. So he lost and he was booted. So then the third one was hide and seek. So the first person found lost. The first person found was Tyler. So he lost. The fourth challenge was a swimming challenge. Jesse lost. So I think it was a little bit unfair because she's not as, you know, strong as the other contestants. She was the only girl. So that was kind of hard. But so then the fifth challenge was the cornhole challenge. Chris lost, which was surprising because I thought that Chris would win. I really thought that Chris would win.
But the thing is, he was voted, though.
Yeah. I feel like they voted off everybody who, like, was a strong contestant. You know.
And that's the one thing. Survivor, you can vote people off. But I feel like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we know you're good. That's why we're going to vote you off. Kind of like, well, they're so good. Why don't you keep them on? See if you can beat them.
Take
an easy route.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm saying root, but yeah.
So then the sixth challenge was the first person who found a treasure chest that Mr. Beast hid got to vote somebody off the island. So Carl found it. It was up in a tree, and he voted Tyler number two off the island. So there's two Tylers. The first one was the Tyler that we already know. You know, he's regular on Mr. Beast channels. But then the second Tyler was somebody who you've only seen in the scratch-off ticket one. He voted him off. So then the last four, so it was Carl, Chandler, then someone else, and Nolan. I forget who the other person is. It was Ethan. So yeah. So they all voted Jesse back on the island. Because Jesse didn't really have a chance. It was a, you know, swimming competition. It was a bit unfair. So they voted Jesse back on. The seventh challenge was that the subscribe challenge. So you have to be subscribed to Mr. Beast. Then all of them were. So then they went to Mr. Beast Gaming. Then Nolan and Ethan weren't. So they had to go against each other and to see who's subscribed to PewDiePie. You know, and then Ethan was not, so he lost. He was booted. So then the eighth challenge was the coconut toss. Jesse and Nolan were on a team, so Jesse was a bit short for Nolan. It was getting pretty intense. I must have to say, I was getting like, oh my gosh, because I'm of course team Carl and Chandler, so I really wanted one of them to win. But then, so, Jesse, they voted Jesse off or whatever. So then the next one, the second last or ninth was the coconut bowling. So Nolan lost that. It was definitely like, it was super, super nerve wracking. At this point, I was like, okay. So this meant Chandler and Carl were left or whatever. So I needed to pick one of them. So I picked Chandler because, you know, I'm OG team Chandler. And Carl's a new one, you know, so don't know him as well. So yeah.
Yeah. And, once Chris was out, I was like, okay, I'm going team Chandler.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I was like team Chandler and Carl forever. I did not think that either one of them would be in the, finale, but they were. So on to the 10th and last challenge. So the other eight people went on the island. And they did, like, a little talent show, presentation or whatever. So Chandler did a magic trick. I mean, that had me, you know, getting up out of my seat and, like, you know, clapping. Because that was really good. Carl did, like, a little dance. I definitely thought that Carl was going to lose from that. But they actually tied with four. So it was, like, nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So, and then they went to the last challenge. Was so then Jed, the person who got off first, chose one person from the thing because there was four names in there. He went in, chose one person, and it was Chandler. And like when he said like Chandler, I was like freaking out. Chandler does not win much. And as I said, I think on the High Five Studios fancast, I'm team Kobe on Dude Perfect, team Chandler on Mr. Beast. They don't win that much. So when they do, I'm really, really happy. And so Chandler won the, $1 million, his guy was the $1 million winner of the, like, last to put, or person who puts their hand on the thing without taking it off, like the last or whatever.
And actually, he won. Carl and the funny thing is Carl loves Survivor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big Survivor fan. So yeah, I think, like, I definitely feel bad for Carl. But I feel really, really happy because Chandler won. So yeah, I feel like, so Chandler won the whole video slash island. It's his island, which I'm kind of like, maybe he's the wrong person to win the island. Cause if he was like on it alone, I feel like maybe he's just acting for the videos, but I don't, his personality is like, maybe he's going to do something dumb and hurt himself like severely. But I feel like that it's like, I was so happy. Because yeah, I'm more happy when, Kobe from Dude Perfect wins, but then Chandler is like, you know, it's really, really good. So yeah. No, how did you think of this?
I really liked it. You know, I think this is one of the best ones. I'd probably rate this a 10 out of 10.
Me too. I would say love the video, love the concept. Mr. B said that this was going to be his best video yet. So like his favorite, his like most like big video out of all the videos that he did, which is kind of surprising because the $1 million one was pretty big. But this was one was his biggest, the biggest in his opinion. And I think it from the views, it pretty much has been. So the last to put your hand off the $1 million one that had like, I think 60 million close to that. I might be wrong. Like I might be totally off. But last I checked, it was like 16 million or whatever. But then this one, it's 4 days or yeah, 4 or 5 days after this being uploaded, and it already has like 30 million views. I'm pretty sure it had like 20 million in the first like 24 hours of this being out. So it's like, it's crazy how like big it got or whatever. I watched it 3 times after it coming out in the first 24 hours, which I don't usually rewatch Mr. Beast videos, but that one I did. So yeah, 10 out of 10, loved the video. It was just super great. So now, what's your favorite and least favorite video from the week?
Probably my favorite video was the Survivor. Well, not from the week, but...
From the week of...
Probably the last league was my favorite one, and probably my least favorite one is... Ooh, this is difficult.
The pizza?
It's between the pizza and the lottery ticket one.
Oh, okay.
I would have to say the pizza one.
Yeah.
What about you, Asher?
So mine, definitely my favorite, last to leave the island keeps it, was my number one. Then I am not a big dog person. If you were a dog person, you probably would like this video more, but I'm not. I would probably say the least favorite, like, and it's still a good video, but it's I Adopted Every Dog in the Dog Shelter. That's my least favorite. It's still a good video. It's just from this week.
You just hate dogs.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not a big dog person.
I'm just
kidding. Yeah. But yeah, I think that was, you know, good. What's your rating for all of this? Like 1 out of 10 for the 6 videos.
I would probably rate this a 9 out of 10.
Nice. Yeah, I think this is probably one of the best like videos from Mr. Beast. I feel like he's definitely ramping up the videos and getting a lot bigger. So I'd have to rate this video or this week or month. I feel like 2 months of content. I would have to rate it a 9.5 out of 10. I really like it. So yeah, I think that's all for this episode. So follow us on Instagram. Link in the description or at MrBeast_Fancast. So go check out our other podcast if you haven't. We talked about it in the first part. So it's the Dude Perfect Fancast, High Five Studios Fancast, and PewDiePie Fancast. So links to all those podcasts and their Instagrams all down linked below. I think that's all. Yeah.
Actually, before we end this.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys didn't know, you know, the with the High Five Studios, Matthias, the CEO, actually, a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, about, FaceTimed Mr. Beast and, like, mentored him. So, yeah. They're connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and pretty cool.
And I'm still wondering if they're, like, friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And so we actually haven't had an episode, like, since your High Five Studios fancast came out. So what's, like, a quick rundown of High Five Studios?
High Five Studios, quick rundown. You know, they make, it's, like, the company in, production company in California. They make a bunch of different YouTube, they have a couple of different YouTube channels. They make a bunch, they make family-friendly content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So yeah, go check out the High Five Studios fancast if you haven't. If you don't know who High Five Studios is, go check it out. Their channels are Team Edge. Team Edge isn't really part of it, but you know, we still review it. So Team Edge, Matthias, Get Good Gaming, Doper Nope, and Rose. So check out all those. And yeah, check out the High Five Studios fancast. So yeah, I think that's all for this episode, and we'll see you in probably a month or so when we review the next few Mr. Beast videos. So yeah, I think for now, so there's no like definite time of this being uploaded. It's probably going to be Saturdays when we do. So yeah, and if you follow us on Instagram, or if you follow the Fancasters on Instagram, you will see a post that a new episode is up. So yeah. I think that's all. And we'll see you next time. So,
yeah.
Stay beasty.
Stay beasty.
Good night.